This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Mike Shope.
Last night at 12:30 in the morning, I ate a can of mushrooms.
I did.
Pieces and stems, if you're wondering. As opposed to buttons, it was pieces and stems, which will be my next year's fantasy football team name.
Pieces and stems.
Pieces and stems.
And the Bulldog.
I should be ashamed to admit this publicly, but whatever. How long have we been doing this? I'm a junkie. I can't be trusted.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
When I was looking up Philadelphia Flyers history earlier, I wanted to know how long it's been since they've been in the playoffs, since they've won a round. It's not pretty. They've won one round since 2012, which I know the Sabres have not even been to the playoffs in that length of time, but it's still not good. So I was looking up Philadelphia. And I ended up on, you know, like cup winners. And cold weather cities to win the Stanley Cup. Pittsburgh has, in the last 20 years.
Okay.
Pittsburgh has won 3. Is that a cold weather city?
Yes.
Where's the line?
Mason-Dixon.
And Pittsburgh is above the Mason-Dixon line. So I don't know a lot about the Mason-Dixon line, actually. I couldn't even tell you a story. I've heard of it.
I'm not even really positive of where it is, but I know it's below Pittsburgh.
It's below Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh has won 3 cups, and so has Chicago.
Also a cold weather city.
That would have to be considered a cold weather city. That's it since Detroit.
Right. That was the next team I was going to mention, but that's 20.
Detroit is like what?
It's, yeah.
08?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe?
Yeah. Well, that's within 20 years then.
No, that's right. That's right.
Okay. I don't want their last cup to be more than 20 years ago is all I'm really dwelling on here. Like I just can't process that really. It's close. It sounds like if it's 08.
It's pretty close.
They won back to back there, didn't they?
No, Pittsburgh beat them the next year.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
09.
Yeah.
So you have some cold weather representation here in the last 20 years, but, you know, as hockey fans would know, you can rattle off the names of the teams that have won that are...
Where?
Denver isn't a cold weather city, is it? I think of it as a western city more than a...
Yeah, but it's a cold... Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a...
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to include Denver?
I mean, geez, I was in Denver in late April one year, and it snowed like a foot.
All right, we'll include Denver. What about L.A.?
I got to work. Not L.A. What about Washington?
Washington.
Is Washington above the Mason-Dixon line?
It's above. If not above, it's like east of Virginia. It's basically like almost in Virginia.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that. I would not. I don't consider Washington a
cold weather
city.
No, I don't. But I mean, it does snow there, but it's not. Yeah, it's not like Pittsburgh or Cleveland.
Boston. One.
Right. Okay.
Boston has to count.
Yes.
That's 11.
Yep.
All right. Sorry. I missed Boston.
All right. But yeah, there's been L.A. and
we're getting your half.
Vegas and obviously Florida and Tampa. Tampa won two in a row. Florida's won two in a row. They've been there three times in a row.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Happened.
Yeah.
L.A. twice. Anaheim.
Back in 07. All right.
Carolina. That's all. Because you go back to like when the Flyers were great.
Sure.
70s, early 80s. That's kind of the last time. I mean, Lindros for a minute there.
Yeah, but they made the final, but got pounded.
All the teams in the league were cold weather cities. Like,
right.
Every year the winner was Canadian or Islanders four times, Jersey going back, coming up a little bit more recently. No big conclusion. Sorry. I don't want anybody to think there was one coming.
Turns out there wasn't.
It turns
out. You might have started down the road thinking, I'm going to get somewhere with this. No, not really.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. That's what research is like.
You have to give up on it.
Yeah.
You want to find something interesting. Right. You don't always.
Right.
Sadly.
Well, I'm happy that all played out live on the radio.
Sure you are. Very good. Sabres and Flyers tonight. I asked you earlier if you still have that Flyers hate. And there's a flicker.
Yeah.
You think you'll get it tonight?
It'll happen when I sit down to watch it. But right now, no. I don't really feel it right now.
Are they good? Like, their record is okay. So is everybody's.
Right. They're like the Sabres without 14 years. You know, like, let's see if we can put a year together here. You know, maybe, you know, if they did some nice young pieces, right? Zegras has been pretty decent for them. That was an off-season move. Mm-hmm. Michkov, the draft pick from a couple of years ago, looks fantastic. You know, Konechny's still a good, really good, pretty high-end player. I don't know, is Ristolainen still pulling down minutes for this team? I haven't thought about it.
Probably.
I have the Sabres lineup open, but I haven't looked at Philly. He started the year hurt, I think. So he might be dinged.
He remains he's still out.
Okay.
The Flyers said, I don't really know. I'm just reading this. The Flyers said on October 27th that he remains 4 to 6 weeks away from return.
Okay.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Maybe tonight's the night. I don't know. Paul will know.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. Yeah.
I haven't heard anything either.
I haven't heard anything about
I didn't
him.
Hear anything about Deshaun Watson, though.
Apparently I'm the clearinghouse for Deshaun Watson news.
Is anything sort of clarified or needed, do we need to say from talking to Sal about that? Like he confirmed what we thought, which is the player has to be physically ready to practice before they'll open the window. It wouldn't just be sort of presumptive.
Right.
So apparently that's where Watson is, which is, I think, a pretty big story. Not just that he's there by now, but that the Browns, who have no necessary obligation to put him on the practice field, are still doing it. Which means what? They want to see him? Why would they want to see him?
I don't know. Do they want to expose him to injury so they have an out in the offseason? I mean, I don't know. That's awfully creepy and weird, and I don't really believe it. But I don't know what I can't think of a better reason. I mean, they have $40 million to gain in salary cap space if they can prove that he's not healthy next year. So I don't know if he's healthy now. I don't know why. Play him. Hope he gets. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't want to say it again. It's just I don't have a better answer.
Sal mentioned that a team, or rather a player, can file a grievance if they're being stashed,
right,
on an injured list, but they're not really hurt, and that might be
maybe that's a
consideration
it.
Here.
Yeah.
Like they might feel like they have to get him on the field, and then we'll see what happens next year. But just. I was giving no thought to him.
Yeah, it's possible that his agent told them, like, look, he's healthy, he's been healthy, you got to do something, or we're gonna do something. We'll raise a stink with the PA or something. I don't know. I can't imagine that he's in their plans.
past the extent that he has to be.
Right, right. Like that he's like, well, it, you know, we get him up and running here late this year. He can have a good off season and come in here and be our guy again next year. I just can't. I cannot fathom that. If that just, you know, he eventually gets sent on his way by Cleveland, does anybody take the flyer on him?
Yes. You know, we have had this conversation. I think in the offseason, this is going to be wild. How many teams are lost at quarterback? I talk to Matthew Collar every week. I'll do his podcast tomorrow. Like, he thinks Cousins will be the Vikings starting quarterback next year.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I think he thinks that they'll actually do that. And that is a good example of this point. I mean, they have a history with Kirk Cousins. But what happens to Kyler Murray? What happens to Tua? What happens to some of these younger guys that have not been that good? Even like Penix, but he got hurt. What happens to Atlanta? I mean, just there are more than 10 teams that will be scrambling. And I think it makes for guys like Brissett. It's got to be a windfall for somebody like that, which is crazy to think that could have been possible before the season. I mean, he was classic journeyman guy, and he's lighting things up. They never win a game.
Right, but he's thrown it all over the place, and yeah, he might be playing himself into a two-year, $50 million contract somewhere.
I wouldn't be surprised. He's kind of been a fantasy savior. Trey McBride, I think, has more touchdowns with Brissett than with Murray, and it's something like 37 games with Murray. So he's unlocking. Mm-hmm. Imagine like how complicated it can be sometimes, and here comes the backup who's going to throw the ball to their best guys. That's what Flacco did. He showed up. Which one's Jamar Chase? Here. Right. I'll get intercepted sometimes. So what? It's worth it.
Right.
Other quarterbacks, you know, they're just like afraid to do that, or they blame the scheme or something else. So it's nice for Brissett. And so he starts somewhere next year, maybe even Arizona. Maybe Arizona pulls the plug on Murray if they can do it contractually, if there's a way to do it. Those things can be, you know, much easier said than done.
There is. They can split it up, and it's like 40 and 30 or something, I think.
Is
the dead money, yeah. Like over 2 years if they designated post-June 1st. I've read a little bit about this because I think that they are going to just scrape that clean. Because nobody that's in power there was involved with him. Drafting, contract, it's all clean. And they clearly... the fact that Brissett has gotten the offense at least on the rails might be the most damning thing of all in the end. But it doesn't even take into account Murray's personality or whatever, you know, whether they trust him or want him as the leader and the face of the franchise and all that jazz. I just think they might think he can't play as well as a journeyman backup is playing. So let's get out of this.
A couple of these... We were maybe at the Hall of Fame dinner talking about this. We were.
Yep.
And I said there might be like a dozen teams or more in this bucket, even perhaps Denver, but I know Denver's winning and they're not. I mean, at this point.
No, it's...
But a couple of other teams, I think it may have changed for them since that night. Jacksonville is probably having a good enough season where I doubt they're talking about... What's Dempsey talking about on his show? Like, who's the quarterback of the team next year?
Not replacing Trevor Lawrence. Carolina might be a team that was on the list and is now not.
Right. Because they reportedly are going to pick up the fifth-year option on Bryce Young, which is, I guess.
It's still kind of up and down. I mean, he had an incredible game, and then a lousy game, and now another good game. And, like, I don't know. But that I think you got to take that. Right, given how unstable it could be, and the fifth-year option is not the contract, right? It's not the monster contract yet. It's just, you know, it even is a little bit of a backhanded compliment because what did the Bills do with Josh Allen? I mean, they picked up the option just to have it, but they did the contract before that option, or maybe it was a part of the whatever. They did the deal before the fifth-year option year came into play. Mm-hmm. And maybe Carolina won't do that. Maybe they'll pick up the fifth-year option and just sort of like, let's just see how it goes right? That might be warranted, but they're off the list, I think, at this point.
Whatever you, however you just said that, sounded like Chris Berman. You just
yeah.
Tripped upon a Chris Berman impression, if you ever wanted to explore that.
Good to know.
Okay, so yes, I think Carolina, totally up and down. They could have not done that, and he's still their quarterback, though. Like that's what happened to Trubisky.
Right.
Which is just so awkward. Because you know that you're not their future guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aye. But you still work there. You know, it's...
Right. I mean, you do... Trubisky had a chance to still make them want to give him a contract.
But they
didn't commit to the fifth year.
No, and the team also, as we talked about at the time, had incentive to not see that because they would have had a way worse deal. That happens sometimes, right? Like the guy just improves and, well, let's just sign him.
Right.
But you still look bad even then.
Right.
Because you could have had the foresight. Mm-hmm. You didn't see it coming. So maybe not as many as there were in my mind a couple of weeks ago for this. I don't know. Is Indianapolis one? What has to happen there? Do they have to get in? Do they have to win in the playoffs? They might not have a better idea. That one, I don't know his contract, Daniel Jones. But that one
2 years, I think, they did with him.
Well,
I think.
Fine. It would have otherwise been like Darnold in Minnesota.
Right.
Although they don't have the rookie either. No way did they move away from Daniel Jones, right, in this landscape, no matter what happens?
I think that's probably right, because even if it really derails to the extent where, what, they don't make the playoffs, there's going to be, well, you know, he's playing with a broken leg, and it looked good, and I'm sorry, he only signed a one-year deal. So he is not under contract after this year with them. One-year contract with the Colts.
So is he not probably in a position to score?
To some extent, yeah. Like, better than what I suggested with Brissett. But I don't know how much bigger than that. Because, you know, again, if it gets back on track and they win 12 games, then, yeah, then it's 5 years, $50 million a year, probably.
Oh, yeah,
or something ridiculous like that, right? That's the market. That's the market.
Daniel P. Dimes.
If they lose out or only win one more and they miss, and he's compromised but he tries to gut it out and all that jazz, then it's maybe more like Geno in Seattle. I could see that with Daniel Jones.
Which is like give him a new contract. They make him their starting quarterback.
But it's you know, you can get out of it quickly, and it's not the top of market money.
You know, Seattle has the best point differential in the NFL.
I did not know that.
You buy them as a bet. Sweats are talking about this every day.
I still,
the Rams and the Seahawks, and
I mean,
are they the top two teams in the league?
Doesn't everyone look at him, Darnold, and them, and go, "I'm waiting until the end"? He turned into a pumpkin last year. He'll turn into a pumpkin again. I don't know. They've managed to. I mean, he's made it work and then some. They've been great. He's been great. I just don't know. You blow up like that at the end. That's gonna that's on your resume. You know, that's a, it's going to be top of mind for a lot of people. I'll bet even Seahawks fans who are loving this year are kind of like, I got to see him do it in the playoffs. So I'm not quite there. The rest of it looks, I mean, the defense looks fantastic. They look really nice.
Third in points allowed. That'll give you the top point differential.
It seems like you cannot stop their number one receiver. I mean, it's just he's automatic, it seems like.
He had a quiet game last week, though.
Yeah.
Which was a pivotal result in fantasy.
Mm.
JSN had become like such a lock. But last week, I want to say 4 for 23 against Minnesota. Nothing happened in that game but Minnesota turnovers.
Right.
Like, Minnesota could not move the ball. Max Brosmer, I think they want us to say it that way, Brosmer.
Okay.
I mean, just no offense at all, and Seattle really didn't need to do anything.
You got to make sure you get the name of a guy you're probably never going to hear from again, right?
I mean, right. You got to try. Everybody was saying Brosmer, and then
yeah. There
was some movement to change that last week.
Did I miss a meeting on Mariota's pronunciation, by the way? Did you notice this on Sunday Night Football? The first half of the game into the second half, both Tirico and Collinsworth were pronouncing Mariota's name Mariota with the emphasis on the O. Like, I'd never really heard it before. And then the second half of the game started, and Tirico just abandoned it, but Collinsworth kept going for like a series or two, and then he stopped too, and I just thought, do they have a bet or something? Because I thought, you know, it's possible Mariota met with them and said, my name is actually pronounced this way, and they wanted to set the okay, this is how this man wants his name said, we're going to respect that. But then they just stopped. It was just very odd to me.
I feel like I heard it all night from Collinsworth, no?
I know Tirico definitely stopped.
Okay.
And I felt like shortly thereafter, Collinsworth did too, but I might have fell asleep.
Talinder.
Right. It's echoes of all that. Right.
Ludman.
You know,
we're all supposed to speak with accents now.
I'm not here to make fun of the way the man might want his name pronounced. I just thought it was odd that the announcers didn't go all the way with it. That was strange to me.
Maybe that's what happened.
Maybe it was just habits. They fell into their old habit of calling him by the way that he said it his whole career. At least I think.
Is he a starting quarterback next year, week one, for somebody? That's a close one.
He had a pretty good night.
He did.
On Sunday night.
He's tough to believe in for me. There's talent. I just, that game Sunday night, they almost got it. You know, it's one play, but I was just kind of the whole time thinking there's going to be a play.
Right.
There's going to be a thing in the end, and they lose.
Yeah.
He did get McLaurin. Is that how you say it? McLaurin on the touchdown. According to Pro Football Reference, they want you to say Mariota. Mar. M-A-R. That's phonetically, that would be Mar, right? Like the word?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know.
Botterill.
Right. Right. Here we are again.
We don't have to speak with accents out here, people.
Yeah.
Just do your best. Get it close, and I think we're all right. Although, you know, maybe that's offensive.
Right. That's why I'm saying, like, I'm not trying to be a jerk about it. I just thought it was weird that they did it for a while and then it disappeared. Because if he wants his name, I'm fine. I'll say Mariota if you want me to. Like, if that's how it's going to be.
It's going to bother me.
But I don't really, I don't know. I need you guys to set the bar, and you started jumping over it and then just stopped. I don't know. It was strange.
That, you know, keep you on your toes.
I guess so.
Makes life interesting.
Right.
Paul Hamilton will join us after sports to set up Sabres Flyers tonight from Philadelphia. The first of six consecutive Sabres games being played on the road. We'll discuss it after the break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.